Okay, let's start our discussion of Oser Dover She'enu Shalo, or the other title, as you see, is Zachin Mei Adam Shalo Bafanav. Where does this come up? So we've discussed in the past couple of days, as we finished up the third parak of Masechta Shabbos, and we started the fourth parak, but the second half of the third parak, as we know, talks all about Inyani Muksa. So there is an interesting Ramah. The Ramah says, quoting in our Zeruah, in the end of Simin Shintes, Im Adam Hiniach Dover Muksa Al Shel Chaveiro. If someone is Meniach, he leaves a Muksa item on his friend's item. We know there's a principle called Basis Adavar Ha'asar. If I put something Muksa down on something that's not Muksa, so then, and I had in mind that it stays there all of Shabbos, I was made Niach, all the conditions for Basis, and there's nothing else Mutter on it, so that's a Basis Adavar Ha'asar. And if that state is true at Ben Ashmashos, when Shabbos starts, then it's Muksa for the entire Shabbos. Migud is Katsoy Ben Ashmashos, is Katsoy Lukul Yoma, as we learned in the third parak. But what if I put a Muksa item down on my friend's Mutter item? So then, says the Ramah, Lo Amrina Denasa Basas Davar Aser. You can't make your friend's item a basis. Why? De'ein Adam Oser Shel Chaveiro Shalomidaito. You can't Aser your friend's item without his Das. Ein Adam Oser Davar She'enu Shalo, as we have elsewhere in Shas. You can't, if I bow down to my friend's cow, it doesn't become Aser and Mishum Ne'evad. Because I can't Aser my friend's item. I can't do a lot of things to my friend. I can't be makdish my friend's item. I can't asur other items too. But that's the principle here. You can't make muksa your friend's item. Ein adam oser davar she'enu shalo. So usually, how do you usually make something muksa?
He gives you permission to use it.
Oh no! So that's what it says. Shalomi daito. Shalomi daito on the without his rotzon. Let's say also shalomi daito shalomi rotzono. Right. If he gives me permission, then I'm like a. I'm a shliach. We'll talk about that soon. I said I might be able to. But generally, if it's not mine, I can't make it muksa, I can't make it usr. Good. So just one or two points tonight, just about related to this Ramah. First is a general statement that we might have touched on in the past, but it's a very important Rabbi Chanan, so I thought we would review it here too. The Rabbi Chanan in the Kofas Aris in Simen Ayin Vav discusses the principle of Ein Adam Oser Davar She'enu Shalo in a different context. Rabbi Chanan, we discussed this actually in Mitzvah Shir this week, a couple of days ago. Those who listen to the Mitzvah Shir, tomorrow, by the Shem, we do the last Mitzvah in Sefer Vayikra. Says the Rabbi Chanan discusses in Ayin Vav Beis, you see on the bottom right, Vine b'chol ha-dvarim ha-nasim ha-idei adam, yeshtam shnei ofanim. There are two types of halachic actions that we do in our lives. Or I should say, two types of halachic actions that achieve a result, that achieve a chalos. There's a lot of actions that we do that are just maisa mitzvos. But there are two actions that we do that achieve a certain chalos, but they do it in two different ways. Aleph, hecha shachalos hadin na'ase mikoach ha'adam. A, the first type is where I directly cause the chalos. I cause an effect to occur. Kamo b'chol ha'kinyonim u'bekidushin u'begerushin. I'm mekadesh a woman, I put a ring on my wife's finger, boom! I am the mekadesh. She is the miskadeshes, I'm in control of that act that is occurring. The gerushin, Rachman al-Salan, if a man divorces his wife, so gerushin. He is the direct megarish. He creates, or at least undoes. That's a question in kiddushin and gerushin, but maybe we'll have a shear on that. How much is gerushin the unraveling of the kiddushin? And it's an exact parallel and mirror image in the opposite direction, or how much is it? Just a separate break. So either way, both of them are the person is in control. Shaha Adam hu apolis chalos hadin. It's not that, just to foreshadow, it's not that I put a ring on my wife's finger and the halacha says miskadeshes. No, I'm the mekadesh. I do it. The Torah gives me the ability to be a mekadesh. Right? That's kiddushin. That might even be by okinyanim, he says, but by hakdasha. If I'm makdish something, I have the power, at least by certain types of hakdasha, I have the power to directly be makdish it. I imbue it with sanctity through my words. That is one type of halachic action with an effect. Beis, hecha shahamase ba'atzma below kalacha adam po'elas es chalos adin. A person creates a reality. A person does a maisa. Once the maisa is done, then memela HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, creates the chalos. Or the reality itself has the chalos chal memela. But it's not that the person is in control of the effect. Kemo de shchita, the materes. Shchita, I shecht an animal. Am I the matir? Am I matering this animal? No. All I did was cut the simanim in the proper way. I create a reality. Once I have an animal, I create shachut. Once it's shachut, then Hashem says it's mutter. I didn't create the heter shachet. After being a koach gavra, yes, I have to do the physical act. Mikol makom ha'adam eino ha'matir. The person is not the matir by shechita. Ela ha'shechita atzma materes im na'asiz kelchasa. The shechita itself is matir, meaning the physical reality that is created is the matir. Meaning it happens b'meilo, but it's not directly linked to a person. That's the two categories. So where do we come up with these two categories? What do you need two categories for? As we always say, there are only two categories if there are nafkaminas. If you can't find any nafkaminas, then what do you need the categories for? There are many nafkaminas. Rabbi Chana quotes a number of them, and one of them is going to be related to our issue. Number one is, can you make a t'nai? Can you get married al t'nai? The Gemara gives 50 cases. Right? Al-Manas Shani Tzadik. Al-Manas Shani Russia. Al-Manas that it rains tomorrow. I can make a condition on anything I want in marriage. Why? Because that's category one. I'm going to shech this animal, and it's only mutter I'm going to ask that it snows. That's crazy. I don't have control over that chalos. I can't say that, oh, only if. No. Once I create that reality, then memelo, the chalos kicks in, even whether I like it or not. It's not up to me. You can only make a condition on type A, on kinyanim, on kiddushin, on gerushin. But if it's a physical reality, then you can't. To be makom, top of the second column, to be makom shaha adam hua osero hamatir, where the person is the one who's in charge, yesh biyado lahatel t'nai, then he can make a condition. He's the bailim. He's the bailim on it, on the halachic action. Shemekadei sho magari sho mocher al t'nai kach v'kach, im yizkayim al t'nai yechula kiddushin v'gerushin. That's fine. Aval ashochet behema lo yuchal atol tnai v'lo marim yiskayim atnai tei behema niteres. Oh, if it rains, the animal's going to be mutter to eat. V'im lo yiskayim atnai lo tei niteres. No, the labedi detail yemilsa. It's not up to me. Da shchita masma materes. So number one, can you make a tnai? We all understand it, but Rav Elchanan categorizes it very nicely. That's just two different categories, and you can only make a tnai on category A or category B. If not the bailim, the Gemara talks about make chalitza al tnai, the Gemara in Ksubis, right, and Tosfos there. Kiddush could be al tnai. Chalitza could be just a davar de memela. And therefore, you can't make it al tnai. Number two, v'chein nafkamina, where I wrote number two, im yuchal kvo azman. Could I delay l'chalos? I'll only want this to be chal in 2 weeks from now. You can make a kinyan lachar lamed yom. You could get married lachar lamed yom. Right? Shah achas lefnei, the Gemara talks about it before the person dies. Because they want to make sure. Right? The question about the gittin of David HaMelech. Were they immediate? Or were they lamafreya? So, could you delay? So again, in category A, you could delay it. Because you're in control of it. Category B, you can't. It's automatic. It's automatically immediate. And therefore, there's nothing to talk about. Two. Three. And we'll get to our issue in a second. For three, v'chein, b'kinyanim, yachola aso shiur b'kinyano. Can you limit the chalos? So, he says again, by kinyanim, I can limit it. B'makadish chus miploni. The Gemara talks about, were it not for a special pasuk, I could get married. I marry you with the exception of so-and-so who is still mutter to you. Could you make any exceptions to, again, the more you're in control, category one, you're in control of what's going on, so you could limit it, you can make a condition, you could delay it, right? It's all the same root issue of are you in control? What does it have to do with us? Skip down for a minute to 5 and 6. 5 is what we discussed a couple of days ago in the mitzvah shir, and that is the Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Temura. Kol milsa davar rachmana lo seved, when the Torah tells me not to do something, and I do it anyway, does it work or not? So I get an avera, but does it work? So all the cases that are discussed, right, are starting from the Torah. If I try to marry my sister, it doesn't work. What I did was meaningless. If I try to marry a grusha and I'm a kohen, it's also usur. But that works, and I'm married, and I need a get to divorce her if it's a coin marrying a grusha. So what's the rule? What's the exception? So whenever I try, you're not allowed to sell. Somebody makes a cherub to the base of English. You're not allowed to sell it. What if they try to sell it? Somebody tries to not allow their land to go back to the original owner during Yovel. So does their kinyan evaporate? All these cases the Gemara talks about at the beginning of the Temura, some of them. Iyavid Mahani, Iyavid Lo Mahani. So how does that relate to our issues? Od Yeinash Gemina Harbi Mizeh Kagon Bi'Iyavid Lo Mahani Lo Shayach. See, I'm an Oz Dalad. Lo Shayach HaKlala Elahecha Shahadin Nifal Al Yedei Koach HaAdam. You can only start talking about, well, if you do something, as a guess what the Torah says, we could prevent what you tried to do. That's only in category A types of actions. We could say, oh, you try to do it, the Torah is not going to let you do it. You try to get married, you try to get married and not have any halachic obligations of marriage, then we could say, no, you're married with the obligations. Or somebody, right, the violating Velosia Leisha, a person who's Ma'anes, who tries to divorce his wife, against Velosia Leisha, Umakadish Chayve Lavin, Vitori Minarala Yafe. So there you could talk about, in category one, Iyavid Lo Mahani, possibly. But Shchita, Shahech Shernasa Me'elov Lo Shayech Lomer Iyavid Lo Mahani. But what about Shchita? He's alluding to a question that all the Rishonim already, but the Achronim made it famous. The Achronim really explicated it, the Mishnah Maseches Chulin in the first parak, where the Mishnah says, if you shecht on Shabbos, the shechita is kasher. Kasher shechita, shochei b'Shabbos shechita is kshera. So there are two major problems with that. Tosfos asks, shechita's mumer is psula. So if it's a heretic that shechting, say, how is it kosher? So Tosfos says, oh, this is only the first time. It's only after the first time that he becomes a heretic. Right? But the other question the Achronim deal with is, why don't you say Yavalo Mahani? Shouldn't it be a good shechita? So says Rabbi Chanan, right here, that's what he's alluding to. That principle doesn't apply by Shechita. Shechita is a category 2 type action. The chalos is not in your control, it happens memela, once you do the act. So you're going to say the Shechita wasn't a mutter Shechita. Well, you weren't allowed to do it. But once you created the reality, the heter is chal memela. You can't say Yavalo Mahani.
You do have to give a little tokef to the, tokef, you have pigul, you have a katan, things that would puzzle the Shechita.
Pigul and katan, then what?
That, in other words, that they do puzzle the Shechita.
Pigol is a
shechita.
I'm saying that's a special chiddush Torah.
Right, but I'm saying that in other words, a shechita, it's not stam like a
you have the power. I'm saying you have the power, but you have the power to passel up the shechita, but not because there's an inherent problem in the heter of the shechita.
Right, but we don't.
There's another problem that's mafkia that heter.
We're like not looking barely at the ma'aseh and say, okay, the simanim were shnishcha.
For shechitas chulin, maybe we are. Shechitas kachin might be different. Shechitas Kachim might be, there might be different rules in Shechitas Kachim, Shechitas Chulin. That is a big sugi. Maseches Zvachim, Misasik might be different. The Gemara at the end of the fourth parak in Zvachim discusses, there might be different rules for Misasik in Shechitas Chulin and Shechitas Kachim. Meaning, what's if I throw a knife, or a knife, you know, just falls out of my hands and shechs. That might be good enough for Shechitas Chulin, but not good enough for Shechitas Kachim. Because it might be a different standard. So you're right, maybe Shechitas Kachim would be different. There's more of a chalos that you're in charge of when it comes to Kachim. Oh, but why are we doing this here? For number 6 that he brings. In terms of, Ein Adam Oser Davar Sheino Shelo. Ein Adam Oser. Right? So that also, he says, only applies category 1. Lo Shaykh Lomarkin Alhecha Sheha Adam Hua Oser. Avalhecha Sheha Isser Huma Meila Al Yidei Maisa Ein Afkamine Emeno Shelo. If I go and pour milk, if I pour hot milk into my friend's chicken soup. Oh, Ein Adam Oser Davar Sheino Shelo. It's still mutter. No. The basar b'chalav is a metzias. It's usur. What makes it usur? The reality. If I bow down to my friend's animal, that's category 1. That's I'm in control of that isur. Eina d'mosot davar sheino shelo. So when we come back to muksa now, and we say, I do not have the authority to make my friend's item muksa, so l'chor, by saying that, what the Ramah is saying is that it is category 1. By making my friend out of muksa, it's like oser. It's not a mitzias of making something, you know, eno muchan. Right, so that's point number 1, that this whole sugya of eno demos avreshin and shalo, which the Ramah is relating to here, is only a function of category 1 type action and not category 2 type action. So it relates to our issue, but it's also just an important Rabbi Chanan to be aware of. Number 1. The second point, which is the crux of what we'll talk about tonight, is related to, go back for a moment to sort page 1, the Mishnah Berurah here quotes the Magen Avraham. Again, the Ramah says that I can't create a buses for my friend's item. What happens, though, if I'm doing it for the good of my friend? To put it in our terms, let's say I walk into my friend's house and I see his air conditioning is leaking onto his dining room floor. It's leaking. Right, there's water that's created. That water is nolad. That water was created on Shabbos, that moisture. And I see it's leaking onto this floor, so I quickly take a bowl and I put it on the floor to catch the water. I have just created a buses. Right? Because now that bowl is going to be filled up with water, and that water is nolad, and the bowl is muksa. So I took my friend's bowl that he could use for soup, that he could use on Shabbos, and I'm making it a buses. So do I say, well, you can't create a buses, like the Ramah says. Right? You can't create your friend's buses. He can just pour out the water and use the bowl. Says the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Magen Avraham, Os Chav Zayim, Ach im asa kein letovas chaveiro, but if he did it for the good of his friend, umin hastam nicha lebazeh, and your friend would be happy about it, mistama, he's not there, but he'd be happy about it, kigon, shenotal ruvein kli, veheemido mibodyom, tachas haner b'mei shimen, oh, see, he wants to say that it's going to be us for the whole Shabbos. That's why he says Mibo Yom. And you do it. You see, before your friend already went to shul. And you happen to see, you know, on your way that he's having a leak. So you put it there. Kadesh Yipol Aner L'Tocho V'Loti Yitzleika V'Nafol Aner L'Tocho Kodem Enashmashis. So there, Nasa Zakli Basas L'Aner V'Asa L'Taltala V'Chen Kasu Harbi Ha'achronim. The Mishnah Berurah, according to the Magen Avraham, says that according to many Achronim, the halacha would be different if you're doing it on behalf of your friend. If you know your friend would be happy about it, so then you could say that buses would be created, even though it's up to your friend.
Subjective, what's good for the friend?
Oh, it's subjective, but if you could assume that he would want you to do this.
That bowl maybe didn't want, this bowl he did. In other words, he wants that's his.
Okay, that bowl, this bowl. But either way, you could try to assume, let's say, the Messias is, let's say you know for sure that he would be happy. That is the Ramah. So preparing the shiur, so I didn't have the Rav Nevinzal Mishnah Berurah when I prepared the shiur, but when I copied this for the shiur, I copied it for the Rav Nevinzal Mishnah Berurah, and I see he makes the same Baruch Sheh Kivinu, that the same comment that we wanted to make on this Mishnah Berurah, he makes, so we're not going to look at it yet. First we're going to do the sources, then we're going to come back, Baruch Hashem, we'll see what he says in a minute. And that is, maybe it's not so pashit, what the Mishnah Berurah according to the Magen Avraham says. Oh, if it's for his good, it's okay. Why? It starts with a Trumas Hadeshen. Starts with a Trumas Hadeshen. Rav Yisrael Isserlin and Simen Kuf Peches, page number 4. All right, the Trumas Hadeshen, many Trumas Hadeshens made it to the Shulchan Aruch. You know, he was I think we mentioned in the past, there was a machlokas amongst the scholars whether he wrote his own Shilas, just as a question and answer forum, or he was asked that. Doesn't matter to us. Right? Either way, it's one of the foremost late Rishon and probably early Achronim considered. Right? So it's on the board. He lived right before the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, 1400s. Rishol Isserlin. So a lot of his posts, of his tshuvas are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So this is quoted in the Ramah, as we'll see. She'ela. Isha ba'alas bayis lashala mishareses shala isa. So there is a woman who is making challah. And she let her dough rise. She let her dough rise. Then she went out to the market. Before she was mafrish challah, she went out. The kodem shechazra nischamso isa kol tzarcha. Before she came back, the maid realizes that it's fully risen already, and she has to put it into the oven right now. Because if she doesn't put it into the oven now, it's going to get ruined. Whatever it is, it's going to rise too much. Maybe there's moisture in there. Whatever it is, this is a case where I have to put it into the oven right now. It's not going to bake as well. You're going to let it rise too much. So the Mishareses, let's assume she's Jewish. Right? The Mishareses says to herself, you know what? I'm going to be mafrish shachala so I can put it into the oven for her. Is she allowed to do that? Is she allowed to take off challah from her friend's Isa, from her right master's Isa, in order to be able to put this into the oven? That's the shaila. Says the, what's the issue before we even see the Trumas Hadeshen? So usually we have the principle of Zachar L'Adam Shelo B'Fanav. You're allowed to be mezakeh, do something good on behalf of somebody when they're not there. Zachin L'Adam Shelo B'Fanav. Right, so that's, but yeah, stealing her mitzvah, her dough is going to be ruined. So stealing a mitzvah is only when somebody else could do it, and you bump them off, and you do it instead. Somebody's about to do a milah, you body check the moel, and then you do the milah. So that's stealing the mitzvah. Or in the olden days, when only one person used to bench, you get up and say Rabbi Sana Brech before everybody else. Right, so then you're stealing their mitzvah. But here, she's not there. So, Pashas, Zachar L'Adam Shelo B'Fanav. Right, why not? And it's exactly what the Trumas Hadeshen says. Says the truth of the Dashen. Yired the shopper dummy lemevadachi. It's fine. It's wonderful. Dekiva de miskalkela sa'isa. Since the dough is going to be ruined, zechusila lebalas habayis. Vizachilanim shlo b'fanav. It's a schus for the balas habayis and zachilanim shlo b'fanav. Wonderful. V'kaimel azachiyim itam shlichus. But Hashem will get back to that. Let's skip that for now. But this is what the Truma Tadashen says. And he says you have that elsewhere by other zechuyos, and he says the same thing for Truma, Gedola, and Chala. Wonderful. This is the Truma Tadashen. And the Rama quotes this. If you look on the next page, the Raman Yaradei and Hilchas Chala quotes this. Right, see where it's underlined. Actually, first, let's start at the beginning of Siv Gimel. Shin Chav Ches Siv Gimel. Ein Mafrishin Chala below Rishus Baal Ha'isa. Me'ikar Adin, you're not allowed to be Mafrish Chala except with the permission of the owner. Mihu im yadinan dischushu lebaal ha'isa. But if you know that it's a schus for the baal ha'isa, kigon. Sha'isa ha'isa miskalkeles. Mutter lito chala below reshuso. Dezachan adam shalom afanav. Right, the Rama quotes the Truma Tadashen. V'chein mishareses shebebayis yecholo lito chala below reshuso. Kivan sheregilehi lefamim shabalas habayis nosemes lereshus. So he adds that, but if she always does it. Right, but the first day of the Rama is that even if she's not a Mishareses.
The Zachamir is not the mitzvah. The Zachamir is that she's getting used to the Chal.
Oh, so here, right, Zachin is not here of the mitzvah. Right, but a lot of times we have the principle of Zachin, not the mitzvah.
Is that she's getting used to the Issa.
Right, like sometimes it happens. Let's say, happened to me in the past. Let's say I'm eating out on a Shabbos, so I want to give them a bottle of wine. So, having to do a kinyanim on Shabbos is, you know, it's quite matana, tzorach mitzvah, it's an issue. So you try to be mezakit, you want to give it before Shabbos. That's the best thing. Deliver it before Shabbos. But what happens if Friday was crazy and I didn't get to? So let's say I'll bring it to shul. So I bring it to shul and let's say the person doesn't get there till afterwards. And I want to give it and they're not there. So I'll go over to somebody in shul. Can you be zochet this, be mezakit this on behalf of so-and-so? That's not a mitzvah. Just give them a bottle of wine. So you're right, here too, that you're saving the challah for them, saving the rest of the dough. So, wonderful, no problem. So where's the controversy? The Ksos starts this ball rolling. Not starts, he continues this ball rolling. Says the Ksos, in Kufpech, in Reish, right? You can't look at the Ksos in Yoredeya, there is no Ksos in Yoredeya. Right? You can't look at the Ksos in Arachayim, there is no Ksos in Arachayim. We have a Ksos on Choshe Mishpat Baruch Hashem, and we have a Ksos on Evan Ezer. It's not called a Ksos, it's called the Avne Miluim. But we have a Ksos on two. Says the Ksos in Reish Mem Gimel, Hilchas Matana. He first quotes in the first paragraph, in the first column, he quotes the Truma Sadeshen, and he quotes that the Rama quotes it. Next, left side, line 15. Ve'im ki adati miut erki, laharher achar piske maharai. I know I'm a tiny little ant to try to be maharher after the Truma Sadeshen. Uve prachik var holach acharav harama v'hataz. And the Rama, not only the Truma Sadeshen, the Rama quoted it. Amnam, Torah hivlomon anitzarech. Right? I'm sorry, but I beg to differ. I think you're jumping a little bit to say that this is all the shlobah fun of. No. Think about this a little bit, says the Ksos. And the Ksos says, I have a Rashba to back me up, that the Truma Tadeshen is wrong. Amnamanias Daiti, Tosvas Rashba lo severely hachi. What sugi? The Gemara in Nedar Madaf Lamed Vav. The Gemara there discusses the question of, line 19, Tore Mishalo al Shal Chaveiro. Am I allowed to take off Truma from my field, and I have in mind that my friend's field should be Mesukan with my Hafrasha? I know he's a little, his financial situation is not so great, so I'm going to give Truma for him. Let's say I have a field right next to him, so it's even going to be Minamukaf. It's going to be right next. I'm going to take off some Truma from my field, and I'll have in mind for his field. Does that work? Hatore Mishalo al Shal Chaveiro. Tzarech Da'as Olo. Does that need das or not? That's the Gemara's question. Mi amrinan, do we say zechusu lo zacham shalom shlo b'fanav? Or do we say the Gemara says, no, Hafreshes Truma needs shlichus. And there's no shlichus here. All right, so that's the Gemara discusses it there, and then talks about, if you remember the Gemara, about Kohanim, are they shluchei drachmana or shluchei didan? That's that Gemara over there in Nedarim. So they're commenting on that Gemara, says the Rashba. He quotes the Rashba. Hadi Bailu Vahul Kashali, line 20. Vashlichus Lavmidin Denichale Alonichale, like Zerasakasiv. What's the Havamina? Shlichus, if you need Shlichus, and we know that the whole source for Shlichus in the second paragraph of Kedushin is Truma, Hafresh is Truma. If we know you need a Shliach, so how is the Rashba is saying, so what's the connection? Like, you need a shliach. What's the Havah meaning to say you don't need a shliach? Ah, zachel on the shlo b'fanav. V'teitelach, and he quotes a raya, v'chulu, and then he says at the end of line 26, in answering his question, again, we're not going to get to the full details of the Rashba, v'yesh lomar, d'tori mishalo shal chaveiro shayni, d'lobin at shlucho l'daito, el b'tori mishel bal hakri, al bal hakri. No. When do you need shlichus? If you're being toreim on somebody's behalf from his own stuff. But here it's different. It's the issue of you're taking it from your stuff to benefit him. That's why you don't need shlichus here, and you say zachan shalom shalom b'fanav. That's at least that side of the Gemara. The Rashba says, though, when is there an issue and you have to be worried and you might need real shlichus? Only if you're taking it, if Reuven is taking it for Shimon from Shimon's field. But if Reuven's taking it from Reuven's field on behalf of Shimon, that's where the Gemara is discussing that you might not need, that you might not need real shlichus. But what do you see from the Rashba, says the Ksos? That it's not so simple to say Zachal Alev Shalom B'fanav when you're, what's the whole, the Gemara Shiloh only gets off the ground. Zachin, do you say Zachin or you need real shlichus if you're taking it from your field for him? But what about, said the Rashba, his field for him? Then for sure you don't say Zachin Alam Shalom B'fanav. Right, that's clear from the clear mashmas of the Rashba. Says the Ksos, why not? Because says the Ksos, think about it. Is that Zachin Le'adam Shalom B'fanav? What does the Ksos say? Actually, the way the Ksos is formed, the way the Ksos is quoted by all the Achronim, I remember I heard this first from Rav Schechter, whatever, many, couple of decades ago, and he quoted this, and I looked up this Ksos, and I tried to look for the words that he said. The Ksos says, and he doesn't say the words. The Ksos says, and this is how the Achronim say it, that you can only say Zachin La Adam. You can't say Zachin Me Adam, Shalom B'fanav. Zachin La Adam, where you're giving something to the person. Zachin, I'm giving them a bottle of wine on their behalf. But here, I'm giving as close to the person by taking something from them. I'm taking some truma from his field, and that's going to give them as close. That's called Zachin Me Adam, Shalom B'fanav. That you don't say. The Rashba says Beferish. That's the Rashba. That's the Ksos's Rashba. The Ksos never uses those words. But that's his idea. That you can only say Zachin to a person, Shalom B'fanav. You can't say Zachin from a person, even if it's a schus for them. You can't take something away. So that's what the Ksos says in now on line 31, where it's underlined. The Imkain, behind the Mishareses, the Mafreshes Chala Mishal Balabayas, this Mishareses that's being Mafresh Chala, ain't Bazesh Mishum Schus. You can't say, it's, you can't apply that principle. De Lo Amrina Zachalanim Shlo Afanav Ella Hecha De Zoche HaMakabel Be'eza Davar. Where the Zocha gets something, Kamo, Bimizaka Chefetz Leploni, O Bimizaka Gela Ishto, the Zocha Isha Baget, O Bimafresh Mishalo, or I'm doing it for him. Ava Mafresh Mishal Balabayas, Ein Zezchus Ela Nichusa Yika, Vishlichusa Lab Mitaras Nichusu, Bino Letchem Dafka Vachulu. That's the Ksos's Yesod.
Even though when it comes to Chala, there is a problem though, because otherwise it would be thrown out in the garbage.
What's Nichusa here?
So, but still, even if it would be thrown in the garbage, it's still Zachin Me Adam. So do we measure?
You're being Zochem the Isa.
But right now, this is his. So it's going to get ruined. It's his that's going to get ruined. So you are helping him by removing something. Look, the other guy can't eat his fruit, his grain, until he has, it's all Tevel. By taking something, right now it's in a ruined state. By taking something off and giving it to the Kohen, you now have fixed his tevel and saved it for him.
Correct, but the Ksos is making an assumption that the Zchiyah has to be with a Chayfetz.
Zchiyah has to be, he has to be getting something. Right, he has to be getting something.
Getting a Chefza, and here he's
getting or a Chefza
as
get,
a result
or,
of you taking
I think,
something
I
away.
Think he would agree even getting a benefit would also be good enough for the Ksos. But it can't come at the expense of taking something from him. That's his problem. His problem isn't giving him a tangible or non-tangible, but it's taking something from him. So what, the Ksos would say, that you're saving this? First of all, that's the second half, which is not our issue now. He says, I don't understand what the whole case is. Because we paskin b'di'eved, that he can be mafresh challah even after it's baked. So why didn't the woman just bake it? And then she'll take challah afterwards. I don't even understand the case, says the Ksos. Okay, l'chadchila beforehand. But let her just, okay, that's a hilchas challah issue. But this is the ksosis yisod. Obviously, though, the Shulman Sadeshin and the Ramah don't feel that way. They quote Zachalam Shlavafanov. You know, maybe because you look at net, you don't look at gross. Net, the president would be very happy with this. Very happy with saving the dough, like you said. You don't look at per se me adam or la adam. Again, this is a huge discussion. You look in the footnote here of the ksos. You know that in the Miluah Choshen he quotes many of the achronim that discuss the ksos. It goes over to the next page. You know, you have this big footnote with a lot of the achronim. Rav Shimon Shkap gets into the act, the Achiezer and others. But this is the case, and the ksos argues. He says the woman should not take it off in this case because of two reasons. Number one, do it after baking, and number two, zachen me lo adam and not zachen me adam. So with this ksos in mind, so maybe the Magen Avraham quoted in the Mishnah Berurah is not so pashut, right? What did we say? Right, you're going to make muksa your friend's bowl because you're doing him a favor. Would the ksos agree to that? So Baruch Hashem, that's exactly what the Rav Nevenzal makes that ha'ara. On the bottom, it's a little light. He quotes this, when it's the Tovas Chaveira, the Mishnah Berurah said, fine, on the bottom. Tzarech Iyun, De'ein Zachin La'adam, De'ein Zachin La'adam Shlobafanav, Hecha Dispat Tzar Chova. You never say Zachin La'adam, except when there's a Chova. Uladas Ksos, Reish Mem Gimel Hei, Ein Motzi'in Mirshuso, Shalomi Daito, Afilu B'Zchus Gemura. Right, even if it's a total Zchus. Right, so here too. So what? You're saving him from being flooded in his house in my air conditioning case. Still, shouldn't, according to the ksos would argue. That's the horror that I wanted to make. Yeah.
You could be mechalik between the challah case and the.
Okay, how you can be mechalik between the challah case and what, the armuksa case?
And armuksa case because in the zchia here is there's you could claim here that there's no zachet because. He's saving him from damage, but the end result is that the basis is now muksa. So and the whole question about muksa, can you make the basis muksa? In the case of the challah, the end result is he's gaining something.
I mean, look at both cases. The end result is that this piece of challah you have to give to the kohen. This thing is muksa. You're saving the rest, just like you're saving his car. Just like you're saving his carpeting.
No, but the zachin is. But the question is about the basis.
Okay, the question is the buses. Can you make the buses? But you need to create the buses of his in order to save his property. Right?
You're creating an iser as therefore... As
you're creating a buses. You're creating a piece of achala to save the dough, to save his house.
Yeah,
in both cases.
There it's a positive action. There's a mitzvah and here's a...
Okay, there's a mitzvah and this is... okay, there's no specific mitzvah that you're doing. Okay, but I'm not sure if that would make a difference for them, whether you're doing a mitzvah or not. Right, the Hafer Shechal is also a mitzvah. Right, so here it would be worse, so it would be even worse.
Right.
So for sure you would say it's a problem, in our case, right. making the muksa. Okay, right. Okay, because you're not even doing a mitzvah. Okay, this is the point I wanted to make regarding muksa. Just one, once we're on the topic though, one of the achronim, Kinek, says maybe, this is really not our issue now, but it's an important issue, so just to mention it, maybe this is the ksos l'shitaso. What do you mean, the ksos l'shitaso? There is another topic that was quoted earlier to mention, which is a topic of a separate shiur, but let's at least get not the Rashi prakim, maybe one of the Rashi prakim. And that is, there's a major sugya in the Rishonim. It's not in the, it's not really in the Gemara, but in the Rishonim. And that is, the Gemara talks about two concepts. The Gemara talks about zechia, right? Zachim adam shlobafanav, and the Gemara talks about shlichus. The concept of building a shliach. And if you look in the beginning of the second parak in Kedushin, the second blot, the Gemara even seems to have separate concepts. That's where the major action is in this sugya. The Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Mem Beis Amid Aleph, the Gemara has separate stages, one about shlichus, one about zachiyah. So the question the Rishonim they'll deal with is, are these two concepts connected at all? Shlichus, I appoint a shliach to do something on my behalf. Zechiah, I don't know anything about it. Somebody acts on my behalf. Are those connected concepts at all or not? So that is a major machlokas rishonim. Rashi and Tosfos and all Chachmei Svarad. Rashi and Tosfos, all the Chachmei, not the Chachmei Svarad, the Chachmei Tsarfas, and the Ran. Right? The Ran crosses over from the Ramban Rashi Ritva. Right, so the Rashi and Tosfos and the Ran all hold one way. I think they hold Zechiah lav mitam shlichus. And the Ramban, and the Rashba, and the Ritva, and many others hold Zechia is mitam shlichus. They're connected. That's a major machlokas, right? And that's a big question in Lamdus. Wonderful. The focusing for a moment on Zechia mitam shlichus, that they're connected. So how are they connected? In what way? How is Zechia mitam shlichus? How is it connected? So there are a couple of formulations in the sources. If you look, for example, at the Tosfos Arash in Kiddushin on that Gemara. Says the Tosfos Arash, right? Bali Tosfos. V'im Tomar. I might have said it the opposite way. I didn't. V'im Tomar. Lomali Lameira Din Katan Zocha. On the third line, typically the Lav Bar Shlichusu V'Sachia Mitam Shlichusu. The Kivan Dizchusulo. So might be the opposite way. Might be Rashi and Tosfos and the Ran holds Sachia Mitam Shlichus and the Bali Chachmi Svarad La Mitam Shlichus. But that's not our topic. We're just focusing on just one. The Kivan Dizchusulo. Nechshav ki'ilo asa'o shliach lezakos ba'avuro. Since it's a zchus, says the Tosfos Arash, it's as if you made him a shliach. We could assume it's as if you made him a shliach. You didn't. It's an automatic shlichus. That's the Tosfos Arash's language. If you look in Rashi, a little less extreme, same path. Rashi in Mesechas Gittin, where this comes up, Rashi doesn't say this in Kiddushin. Gittin on the next page, Rashi on Daf Tesma Beis in Gittin says, see where the arrow is, V'zachin oladam shalom b'fanav, da'anan sa'adi d'nichalei, d'nevi ha'ishlucho l'hachi. We could assume it's obvious that he would want it. Meaning, Rashi doesn't say like the Tosfos Arash, it's as if he appointed you. According to Rashi, it sounds like it's a shlichus without a minui. It is shlichus. Zechia mitam shlichus, but without a minui. It's Rashi, that's Rashi, Rashi. And then you have the Ksos. The Ksos doesn't like any of these svaris. Because the Ksos says, what is Zechia mitam shlichus? Zechia means, if we would know, anan sahadi. Says the Ksos, I don't like anan sahadi. It's obvious. Why? Because of a totally different gemara out of left field. But the Gemara does connect these two items. The Gemara Meseches Eilu Metzias. Beginning of Eilu Metzias, we know the sugya from either 6th grade or 7th grade or 9th grade or whenever we learned Eilu Metzias for the first time. The Gemara talks about Yev Shalomidas. Right? I find something on the street that the person who lost it doesn't know about it yet. But I know, it's obvious, that once he finds it, realizes that he lost it, he's going to have Yeish about it. Yeah, shalom idas. If I find something after a person already had yay or she already gave up hope, I could keep it without simanim. But if I know that he didn't realize yet, or if the mitzvah he didn't realize yet, but once he realizes it, so then he's going to have yesh. Yesh shalom idas. Machlokas abaya in Rava. Do we say have a yesh or lo have a yesh? Abaya says lo have a yesh. Ask the Ksos, what does that mean? Lo have a yesh. Even though you could assume it's very obvious that once this guy finds out about it, he is going to give up hope. So if we always could assume things about people's da'as, so then why don't we say have yeush, just like the concept of zechia? Ask the Ksos. He's putting two things together, but in a certain way, the Gemara itself connects it there in Bamitzia. You look on the left side of line source 11, page 11. Umuchach, de la abaya de amar yesh, lo amidas lo ave yesh. The fact that you say lo ave yesh there means, I don't care what is obvious. If he didn't express it to me, that he gave up hope, then it's meaningless. So shlichash lo amidas nami, lo ave shlich. You can't just go based on Anan Sadi, right? It's obvious, so therefore I can assume it. You can't assume things. So says the Ksos, I don't like the Svara of Zechia. It's like Shlichus because you could assume he'll be happy. No. And that's why the Ksos ends up saying it's a Gzeiras HaKasef. It's a Chiddush HaTorah that Zechia works. Which is fascinating because he's talking within the Mandamar of Zechia is like Shlichus. So what does he say about the Mandar Zechia? It's not like Shlichus. He already said Zechia Mitam Shlichus. Zechia is Zechia Sakasev. He's moving much closer, the Shita of Zechia Mitam Shlichus, to the other Tzad. But the fact that he's not giving a Svara connecting it to Shlichus. He says Zechia Mitam Shlichus means just like Shlichus works, so too Zechia works. That's all that means. That's what he said in the next page. L'chein nire, de'efshar, de'mizeh, das kamar ishonim, sh'amru zechiyah mitaras, yad amr v'lo mitaras shlichus, v'yafilu l'man d'amr zechiyah mitaras shlichus, lav mishum da'anan sadi, it's not because it's obvious to aso shliach. El gzeres akasuv, she'hazoche l'acher mahani. Zechiyah works. Right, that's it. But it's not kiyad mamish, it's parallel to a shliach. But again, what does he say? Zechiyah is gzeres akasuv.
Is this a chachmas farad?
What within the shita? Again, I want to go to.
No, but
I forgot who says what. After chazar again.
Well,
but
like,
if he's talking within the mand amr zechiyah mitam shlichus, within those shitos, even within those shitos, don't it's not really what you think it means.
So what's
the gzeres akasuv? It's gzeres akasuv of the Torah that zechiyah works.
Which is what?
Zechiyah is.
No, what is the
gzeres? The ish zochev lo katan zochev. Right, it's a pasuk by I think it's by the Nachlas. The end of when Yeshua, ultimately Yeshua ben Nun, but even earlier, by the Nesiim. So this is one ksos. We have two ksoses. We have one ksos that says that you only say Zachin lo Adam and not Zachin me Adam, and we have another ksos that says it's not based on Svara. It's Gzeiros HaKasuv. So says the Dvar Yaakov, one of the contemporary Achronim, I gave it to you on the next page, maybe they're connected. If you believe Zechiyah is Gzeiros HaKasuv, that's why you're going to limit it as much as possible. It's not based on a Svara. If it's based on a Svara, like Anan Tzadi, so then why would you be so limited? Maybe you'll say like what the Truma Sadeshin says. Zachin L'Adam, Zachin L'Adam, what's the difference? It's a schus for the person. You know he'll be happy about this. You don't want his dough to be ruined. You don't want him to get his carpet all wet. So okay, what's the difference? Maybe the Ksos himself is forced to say, I don't know which came first, but he's forced to say Zachin la'adam and not Zachin me'adam because he, l'shitaso, holds that Zechiyah is Gzeiros HaKasuv.
Well, you could understand that that's what the when you always say it's
Gzeiros HaKasuv, that you limit it. But whenever it's Gzeiros HaKasuv and not based on Svara, you have to limit it. If it's based on a Svara, you could take the Svara, expand the Svara, if it still makes sense. This is the, this is a very, I just gave you in the back, from the Kviatzon of Shefter says possibly, maybe the Homachlokas, the Shumas Hadeshin, and the Ksos is about whether Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus or not. They don't say that explicitly, but that is what they suggest. Okay, so just, what we did tonight, we just analyzed the Ramah. Right? The Ramah that says that you cannot make your friend's item into a basis, because they're not the most of Dover Shein Shalom, while the Magen Avram, quoted here in the Mishnah Berurah, says, but if it's for the good of your friend, you could do it. So we mentioned up A, part A, in other words, Dovashin Shalom, that fits into Rabbi Chanan's two categories of types of actions that bring chaluyos. That's like category A, not category B. And number two, we said this hosafa of you're allowed to do it when it's for the benefit of your friend, the Ksos might not agree to that. Because the Ksos only holds Zachin La Adam and not Zachin Me Adam. And maybe that's even connected to the other Ksos that holds that even if you hold Zachin Bidam Shlichus, it's still only Gzeiros HaKasuv. And if you say Zachin is based on Gzeiros HaKasuv, you're limited as much as possible to say that even though Me Adam makes sense, and Nichale and Anan Sadi, you still wouldn't allow that in this halachic mechanism. Okay, so that's our discussion of Zachin Me'adam, and B'l Hashem will continue next week with other issues related to Masechet Shabbos.